Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I had Mexican food and I feel happy.
For now. I'm sure I will not feel happy by the time I pull into my driveway and step into the door, and I'll be like,
"Will it be step into the door, or will it be before the driveway, like 1,000 yards?" And you're going, "I gotta get out of this truck. I gotta get there. The things are gonna happen. I might have to shit in the yard."
Usually, I'm good, and then I get into the bathroom. I'm like, "Oh, I just gotta pee."
Oh, yeah, there
might be. There might be something there.
There's never that moment. Listen, if there's one thing I've learned as a old enough person, if you're gonna take a piss, make a thing of it and just sit down.
Yeah, you might as well.
Just
and
standing up is convenient. So I'll
go home and I'll sit down and I'll be like, "This is fine." And then the next day I'm like, and I'm like, "I need ice for my butthole." That's my life.
I mean, he took it like 2 steps further than I was going to.
Just like an ice pack.
Have you ever actually iced your ass for that reason?
I have.
I've iced my ass for different reasons.
I have.
Hold on. I got to clarify that.
Actually, I have, yeah.
Specifically, one different reason is when I broke it.
I have, yeah, yeah. I was looking for relief, and I was like, maybe this will work. It didn't really do anything for me. Still
never does, I think.
Still was in pain.
There's part of me that says, I don't really want to go into this tangent this fast, but there's part of me that says that icing wounds is placebo and bullshit. Now, someone would tell you, "Well, it keeps the swelling down." And I'd go, "Sure. I don't feel any better. It still hurts."
Yeah.
Now, if you could just give me morphine or some type of painkiller,
mm-hmm.
and the swelling ballooned 3 times the size, but I felt nothing, I wouldn't blink.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, that's all I got. All
right. Scammers Podcast, your weekly roundup of news and commentary related to the video game industry and anything else that might pique our interest.
Ice packs.
Yeah, ice packs.
What kind of... do an entire podcast just on ice packs and how apparently an ice cube tray just isn't enough anymore. Reusable ice. It had to become a thing.
Yep. Just glycol packs.
But not even... It's like glycol packs, but like you could just order certain frozen food service delivery things, and they'll show up with an ice pack in mm-hmm. them. You can just reuse that.
Yeah.
And that's you got true. Food out of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty good deal. Punch yourself in the face, order yourself some frozen food. You have both solutions. Punch yourself in the face a week after you ordered the frozen food, though, because the timeline will be really fucked up otherwise.
Yeah, yeah.
I actually have 3 new releases to talk about.
Oh my God. Chaos. Anarchy.
Specifically, Botany Manor. For PC, Nintendo Switch, and Xbox. I also don't like the word botany, because I'm always convinced I'm saying it wrong.
Botany.
Number 2, Children of the Sun. For the PC.
Botany reminds me of the ship from... Star Trek called the Botany Bay.
That makes sense. It sounds like it's in the name.
Yeah.
Makes me think of Botanical Gardens.
Okay.
And how that is a tile in some game that I've played.
It's amazing how the brain works.
And number three, Grounded for Nintendo Switch.
Just had a big update too, I think.
Yeah. And it made its way to Switch.
Last now, big update.
Yeah.
Mm.
And now it is time. Technically, this is the part where we would just normally jump into the news, but I feel like we've reached a certain, if we were going in a threshold level of where do we have to announce a segment, I feel like we crossed it maybe two episodes ago with the amount of times that we frequently hit a segment.
Yeah.
And so this is, sorry about your luck.
Sorry about your luck. All right.
And as per tradition, it's layoff time. Mobile publisher Qwali is the latest company to implement layoffs as it looks to restructure its business in order to better capitalize on, quote, significant growth opportunities, end quote. Around 40 people were affected, accounting for up to 10% of the firm's workforce. We can capitalize on significant growth opportunities by making sure our CEO's wallet grows more.
Hell yeah, brother.
I don't know why it was. The one accent I wasn't expecting you to take on was mild redneck in cheering on CEO.
I mean, it kind of makes sense, you know, when you look at
and take
political
two,
bases.
Well, if you do that, yeah, sure. But if you look at like the actual redundancies of those geographical peoples.
Mm-hmm.
Take Two Interactive has announced. Speaking of, you want to talk about a fucking tangent. You want to talk about the weird people that have showed up in New York City at the trials? Have you seen some of the clips?
I have not. I've not seen anything.
Man. Hush has been doing like some streams, like watching the news, or whatever, and he's had a couple of clips. And I'm just like, and I only saw him on Twitter because I don't usually watch his stream. I was like, oh my God.
I can only imagine. The only thing I heard about was the guy who set himself on fire.
Which was apparently something completely unrelated.
Okay. Classic. Oh my God. I'm sure you didn't hear that, I'm assuming.
What?
My stomach just made some really concerning noises.
Mine was doing that downstairs. It hasn't done it up here yet. We're going to die. Take-Two Interactive has announced plans to lay off 5% of its employees by the end of the year in a cost-cutting program. In its latest annual report, Take-Two reported having 11,580 full-time employees, which would put the layoffs at approximately 580 people. Take-Two expects the cost reduction program to cost up to $200 million, with as much as $140 million in charges coming from the canceled games, up to $35 million in employee severance and similar charges, and as much as $25 million more in office space reduction expenses.
Isn't that wild?
That it's costing $200 million to not have people?
Yeah. Like, why not just keep the people?
Right.
I don't understand. I'm not a business.
You know? Oh, you know why? Because that would mean that they would only make $205 million. If they kept everybody, they would only make $5 million over getting rid of them cost.
Oh.
And then the year after, when they just said, well, we gained, in quotes, $200 million by not paying them, so our profits this time around are $300 million.
Business. What a thing.
It is weird, though, to think about that it's, you know, that it costs $200 million to get rid of people. I mean, technically, I guess it's if you really break it down, it's actually costing $35 million because they're lopping in the 100 and some odd in the idea of canceled games. But still, $35 million in severance is quite a bit.
That is a lot. They must be doing good severance, I'm assuming. Well, 580 people.
That's... Or they're also high employees.
Yeah.
Or, you know, more senior employees.
Mm. Number two, Void Interactive, the developer behind SWAT team shooter Ready or Not, has confirmed reports that it has been hacked. Earlier this week, Insider Gaming reported the studio had suffered a breach that stole over 4 terabytes of data, including its complete source code for Ready or Not. In a statement to Kotaku, the company confirmed a data breach had taken place, but said the damage was more limited than had been reported, assuring that all player data is safe. developer said that the hackers were able to take screenshots of top-level project and company-related information, but added that this does not involve any sensitive data leakage. They did say later in the statement, quote, "We have confirmed that some source code, as well as directory information, has been stolen as a result of this breach. Our development assets and proprietary code remain secure and intact," end quote. Void Interactive attributed the hack to critical vulnerabilities in TeamCity's cloud services, which is used to manage the various builds of the game.
Always appreciate the end being, well, it was actually their fault. And then just pointing arbitrarily somewhere over here.
Those people.
Throwing darts at a board, going, one of these people's wrong.
What do you mean, those people?
Not good, though.
No, never good. Never good.
Hopefully nothing actually comes of it, and they keep going and doing more things. I like the game.
Yeah.
I just wish I had people to play it with.
I'm sure they will be fine.
Number three. Oh, you know, totally irrelevant. Have you and I talked before I even get into this next story? Because I just saw the word Cade and it brought me up to this. Have we talked about the F1 arcade in Boston? I talked about it with my guys at work.
You mentioned it and sent me a link to it, and that was right. About it.
It's open in Seaport.
Interesting.
In the Seaport District.
Okay.
The Seaport District, in case you don't remember,
is
where PAX is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it's directly, if you were to walk out the front of PAX, I believe it is to the right where we've like parked in that taller like actual parking garage before that we can like walk to.
Okay.
I think it's over that way. It's either over that way or it's by the really expensive bars that got built by the Envoy that went through construction that you didn't see.
Yeah.
When Dewey and I ended up at the Scorpion Bar and it didn't make any fucking sense in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's in one of those two spots. But like,
both are close.
Either way, yeah, it's like, oh, I'm going to go to PAX and then I'm going to go, like, PAX next year, that place is getting slammed.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be ridiculous.
It's going to be absolutely nightmarish.
Interesting.
But also, it looks so cool. You can rent an entire room of like 10 rigs or something.
That'd be pretty fucking sweet to have like a fucking just straight up race with a bunch of people, let you know.
I'd be like, we're all going to Boston. Loser buys rounds.
Jesus.
Whoever's fucking last out of 10. Or whoever is lower buys the next person's up from them drink type of thing. Some type of cascading effect there.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, 10th isn't buying nine drinks, but 10th is covering like...
That would work out because the last person would have to buy their drink if they wanted it.
Right.
And then the top person wouldn't have to buy anything.
Right.
Yeah. There you go.
Be an interesting one. Anyway, number three, Evercade has announced that the retro consoles Evercade XPR and Evercade VSR will be available in July 2024. The EXPR handheld will set back users $100 and will feature one cartridge collection bundled with a USB-C charge cable. Due to an expiring license agreement, it will not include 18 built-in games from Capcom. Meanwhile, it introduced the Evercade VSR console, which can play retro games on a television with a 1080p resolution. The system will carry a price tag of $100. In the announcement, Evercade added that it had discontinued its previous retro consoles, Evercade EXP and Evercade VS units. These retro consoles are cartridge-based, and Evercade offers over 400 games in various different bundles.
Didn't know these things were a thing.
I didn't either. Initially, as I was reading it, I was like, oh, these must be like the Sega and Capcom like ones that you get around holiday that are like $30 to $40, depending. Or actually, they're probably more than that now, inflation. But that they're just like, you plug them in, and they're the little cabinet that just has the games in them. But those aren't cartridge-based, so.
Yeah. These ones had, there were some games that were single cartridges, but the majority of them were like three or four games per cartridge.
Okay. I mean, it makes sense with what those games are from that time.
Yeah, I didn't look at how much the cartridges were, but I was kind of surprised by...
It's an interesting thing because I think that there's two issues, right? There's... $100 is a good price.
Yeah.
But
I think that there's a lot of people that are like, that if you're into that, like retro gaming, you're not doing it this way. You're doing it like six other ways I can think of off the top of my head.
Yeah. You're either, depending, you're either super diehard and doing OG.
Right. You're the step below that, which is as close as you can get to OG, either with emulation from the handheld guys that make like the Game Boy one that I can't think of right now,
mm-hmm.
that actually takes, that still reads Game Boy cartridges and stuff.
Yep.
Or like you do the GameCube swap where you take out the entire disk drive and put in the emulation thing, so you're still technically playing on hardware. Or there's like the enthusiast version, which is the cheaper version where you just go RetroPie.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I don't know. Clearly they sell.
Yeah, they must. I mean, if they're coming out with, they've had multiple versions.
Right. And yeah, a handheld and actual console.
It'd be funny if you like cracked one open, it is just essentially a RetroPie.
Probably.
Like, would like they just came up with some sort of interface for the cartridges and that's yeah. it.
I wouldn't, you know what? Wouldn't even blink.
Yeah.
Like, yep.
Probably. All right, number four, according to a new report from Game Developer Collective, 70% of game developers are concerned about the present business model of live service games. The service categorizes live service titles as online games with constant updates and in-app purchases. The Game Developer Collective data is from a report of 600 respondents that took place in February and March. Additionally, the survey said that 63% of respondents are concerned that players will lose interest as their primary concern regarding the business model of live service games. In February, Griffin Gaming Partners also released a report providing developer insight on live service games. It said that 95% of game makers from 537 studios are developing or maintaining a live service game. Everyone chasing the dragon. Gonna get bit at some point.
No, you never catch the dragon.
Yeah.
You don't even get bit. He just, catch me.
That's the money. And they're just like, we'll get it eventually. No, you won't.
Just sacks of money with wings on it.
Mm-hmm.
Just flap it away. That's the secret. You never get the money. Oh, number five. With the Fallout TV series having a moment across the industry, data from mobile analyst firm Sensor Tower shows the impact it is having on the franchise's video games. The data shows that daily revenue for mobile spinoff Fallout Shelter rose from just over $20,000 on April 10th, 2024, which is the day that it debuted, to $80,000 by April 13th. Similarly, this number of downloads per day rose from around 20,000 to over 60,000 within 3 days. Daily downloads were up 20% within 24 hours of the show's debut. Fallout 4, Fallout 76, and Fallout New Vegas all saw dramatic rises in the number of concurrent players on Steam. Also, Fallout 4 jumped up to number one on the European sales chart. The Fallout TV show has been officially renewed for a second season, and Todd Howard said the show is 100% canon and does not retcon New Vegas.
Have you seen the show yet?
I still have only really watched episode one.
Okay.
I intend to watch more this weekend. I meant to watch more last weekend, and I kind of hit that I'm going to sleep for half the day.
Yeah, I had meant to. So my wife went to Pennsylvania for Wednesday night.
He's single now.
Yeah, I divorced. Yeah, I saw that. She was there Wednesday and Thursday.
Matt's not single. Sasha Baron Cohen is single.
Yeah. So I intended to watch an episode or two that night, but I did not. So I watched five. So I think six is the next one I have to watch.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to probably burn through all of it maybe tomorrow or Sunday.
There's a lot of like hubbub online about their referencing and talking about events and telling events that people thought retconned Fallout New Vegas.
Mm.
And then like this whole internet thing started where they're like, Todd Howard hates New Vegas because, you know, And then Todd Howard in an interview was like, "No, I love New Vegas. I wanted it to be a numbered Fallout, but they wouldn't let me or something. I don't know." And they had to explain how it doesn't retcon New Vegas, blah, 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 blah. And it's not in here, but Todd Howard did his usual thing of like, none of the games are coming out anytime soon. Elder Scrolls, Fallout, none of them are coming out anytime
soon. That's true, yeah. The funny thing with me, like in this story of the numbers increasing, right, is we've seen it happen in almost every game that's had an adaptation minus one massive one.
Yeah.
Halo.
Yeah. But that show,
you fucked up so bad that no one wants to play the game.
The Cyberpunk, people who Cyberpunk would be playing the game saw the show and said, "My God, what have you done?"
Cyberpunk released an anime, not even close, and people played Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
Witcher released Henry Cavill, and that's all they needed to do, and people played the game. They didn't even make the show yet. They just announced this is what he looks like as Geralt, and people went, "Yeah, sure, we're in."
Yep.
No, they fucked the entire first season with time travel, and people went, "I'm going to go play Witcher."
Yep.
The other thing is, okay, cool, so the other ones were up, right? 76 was free. New Vegas was also being touted for free from Amazon and for. Like, all of these things were also being touted as free games.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Fallout Shelter going up to 60,000 or whatever. Do you remember how big Fallout Shelter was when it first came out?
It was pretty huge.
We were all playing it.
Yeah, everyone was playing it. It was a big
at
thing.
Work going nuts playing Fallout Shelter.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a massive thing. There were the car. Remember the currency cards you could get like deals on?
Yeah.
And it was a whole thing, and it was a massive. And it being like, oh, it went up to 60,000 downloads within 3 days. It's like, yeah.
That would have been like an hour or less.
It's like, okay, good. It's a good increase, right? It's, you know, it's a good number to show. But when that shit launched, we couldn't put it down for like a month.
Mm-hmm.
And there are still times, like they've made other ones since, other Shelter, Fallout Shelter type games since. And every time I think back to the initial run of Fallout Shelter and being like, I wish that if I reinstalled it, I would still have that.
Yeah.
Because it was fun. It was fun, yeah. You know, sending the guys out, getting all the pets, doing all the things, you know, making sure everything.
Yeah. It was a neat little management game.
Yeah.
For sure.
It scratched the itch.
It did. It had great timing.
Yes. One of the first successful major title mobile games.
Yep. The other thing I didn't put in here that if anyone cares, but they did say that Deathclaws will be in season 2.
Interesting.
Or a Deathclaw at the very least will be in season 2.
Interesting. Did you also see the video that I sent you today?
Yes. 100% accurate.
Yeah.
I will say it's really funny, the radiation thing.
Yeah.
Because you haven't gotten to that part in the episode yet, but there is an episode. There is a part where she fucking uses it.
Yeah, no, I'm through episode 1.
Oh, okay. So she
that
does
happens
she use
in episode
it?
Yeah. 1. That's when she finds out.
Yeah.
That's why I sent it, because I was like, this is in episode 1, mm-hmm. where she puts it on when he's like washing the dishes or
yeah.
whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's yeah. right.
It's episode 1. And it is in that list of like, like, I did have that moment as she did that where I went, how is this just coming up now? I just like the portrayal of the video. Am I the only one fucking wearing these things? Except for the three overseers, when they do the briefing
mm-hmm.
for her to go get a partner, yep. all have theirs on.
Well, they all wear them. Like, I think they all have them on. But
I don't think
that's just a plot hole, I guess, at this point.
I don't think they do when they open it.
Maybe.
I think that's like the time that they don't. I don't know if it's like a, you know, ceremonial thing or whatever, but yeah, it's just like,
yeah, what the fuck?
Hello?
Fucking vault dwellers.
True.
All right. Number 6, Skybound Entertainment has opened a crowdfunding campaign to make a AAA game based on its Invincible IP. The campaign is meant for investors, not users. The minimum amount you can invest is $100, while the maximum is $5 million, which is also the maximum funding goal of the campaign. So far, the campaign is sitting at $450,000 with 13 days left to invest. From the campaign description, it looks like this will be a competitive game rather than a story-driven game. Skybound will develop the game with over 30 employees, which sounds a bit low for a AAA project.
True. I don't know what you do with that game.
Yeah, what do you do with a... It's invincible.
It's
but then it's competitive, like a competitive game. Like, I don't like. I feel like Invincible is pretty story. It's a story driven show. So, as far as I know,
yeah.
I don't know. It's a weird one.
Now I can see that if you're not invincible. But your other characters in the universe,
yeah,
and like the ones from the show are around type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't know if you are invincible, then I don't. If you are Mark,
yeah.
What do you do? Anyway, seven.
I don't know.
Over 6 years after the game, the first game's release, Kingdom Come Deliverance 2 is officially here. Czech developer Warhorse Studios has been building a sequel in secret until it's almost ready. Warhorse, founder and game director Dan Vavra appeared in the video to reveal that the studio had grown from 11 employees when they started making Kingdom Come Deliverance to 250 employees. All working hard to deliver the ultimate medieval RPG adventure. Kingdom Come Deliverance 2 is said to be much larger in scope, featuring over 5 hours of cutscenes compared to the three of the predecessor, to which Hideo Kojima was quoted as, "Pussies." The world size has been doubled, and the story will be longer and more epic. Henry of Skeletz from the original game is once again the main character, while fans of the first game will find themselves at home since it is a direct continuation of the story. The plot has been written in a way to ease newcomers into the series. Most of Kingdom Come Deliverance 2 will take place in the sprawling royal city of Gutenberg and its vast countryside filled with taverns, bathhouses, castles, and more. It's a really interesting order. Henry is still on a quest for vengeance for the murders of his parents and will ultimately go against Sigismund Luxembourg, also known as the Red Fox, King of Hungary, and later the Holy Roman Emperor.
It's a lot of titles.
Since the game is an RPG at its core, Warhorse promised that the player's actions will significantly dictate Henry's destiny, as well as how the game world reacts around him. Anything the player does will be recorded, NPCs will remember it, and the crime system will react accordingly. The first-person combat is an evolution of the historically accurate system already seen in the first game, which aims to deliver the ultimate immersion of wielding a medieval melee weapon. The biggest addition mentioned in the recent presentation is actually the crossbow, as well as some early firearms. Kingdom Come Deliverance 2 is still built in CryEngine like the original. It'll be interesting to see how it compares to the usual suspects of Unreal and Unity. And if the crime system works, you get shot on sight.
Nice.
Just for flavor.
All right. Did you play the first one?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I don't care. A ton for this medieval shit.
Okay.
I really have to be in a mood to put up with it at all.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, to have an entire RPG in it, I'm usually kind of like, nah, man, I just don't. It's too...
Yeah.
It's too slow.
I had a coworker who played the first one, and he's really jazzed about this. Really excited for it. Really liked the first one. So, and that, I feel like that's kind of the sentiment. Like, if you are into those and you played that game, people seem to be fond of it. I don't know.
I know some people were fond of it. And then I know that there was also massive controversy around when it released.
Yep.
But I just never, I watched, like, I think maybe Bruce play it or somebody. And I was just kind of like, yeah. Oh, fucking, all right.
It's a game.
It's like the best part about it would be me playing, like, and this is not medieval, historically accurate, whatever, but it would be like playing For Honor again.
Mm-hmm.
Or playing like Chivalry or something along those lines where it's just give me the combat, man. I don't fucking. It so quickly, like modern RPGs and that being a modern but, you know, medieval RPG, whatever, are so very easily comparable to, not to segue, but to modern WoW and classic WoW.
Yeah.
When you get people that are like, well, back in my day, this game was so much better. And I'm like, I hated casting one spell every 3 seconds and just sitting here going, I know nobody. All right, so just I'll say the words as I do them. Spell. Same spell for the third time. Same spell again. One more time. It's not dead yet. I'm gonna do it again. Spell. Oh yeah. This is peak gameplay. Welcome to Classic WoW. That's how that works. Oh, but the game was so much harder back then. Yeah, you guys were all, we were all so stupid. We were all stupid.
All right.
You're getting told to go to Thoughtbot to look up the Lokes. Do you even know what I'm talking about? The amount of guides and stupid fan sites that you had to go to find anything? Because we were idiots.
It's fair. It's like that for everything. We were a lot dumber then.
Oh, we wanna have Classic WoW come back because it was better. And all I can think about is how long it took to get to 60.
I wouldn't know.
What you want to know? What you want to know? The difficulties of it weren't that the game was hard. It was that you had to have 2 months worth of patience.
Yeah, I quit.
And hate yourself.
I don't even know if I made it halfway.
I didn't. I did it in when Classic came out. I managed to hit 60, and I technically started in Burning Crusade. But I did myself not hit 70. I paid a friend to play my account because I made it to about 45 and said, I'm not doing the rest of this.
Yeah, fuck this.
Get me to the end. And then after 70, I leveled myself from there on always. But back then I was like, I don't want to do this. I just want to play the end of the game.
Fair. He's there for the end game.
Because it took too long to level.
Speaking of World of Warcraft news.
I read ahead.
There's a lot. I didn't do all of it. You can add in flavor as you wish.
You're doing great.
According to Blizzard's Holly Longdale, who is vice president and executive producer of World of Warcraft, it's been business as usual with Microsoft choosing not to interfere with the daily operations. Quote, if anything, it's been helpful. We got time with Helen Chang from Mojang, and we're sharing information. So it's almost as if we have access to what worked for them. We got to speak to the Elder Scrolls Online team and share what we're up to and what's been working. It's almost like we get a benefit. There's no one asking us to do anything. End quote. Blizzard has revealed the World of Warcraft, The War Within 20th Anniversary Collector's Edition, priced at $180. It includes an art book, a collectible pin, the Epic Edition of World of Warcraft, The War Within, a Griffin Rider statue celebrating the game's 20th anniversary. The Epic Edition of the game includes a whole slew of crap on its own, and it's $90. There's a heroic version for $70 and the base for $45.
I believe the 90 and up ones are the ones that give you the 3 days early access.
Yes, that is correct. Which,
why the fuck that's a thing?
And access to the beta, if you care.
Yeah, that'll be a while before it comes out.
Yeah. Speaking of, players can now register for a chance to participate in the beta testing. And then finally, there was a recent roundtable Q&A with devs for The War Within. I grabbed some random stuff. I originally was like, oh, I'll summarize this. It's fucking long. Like, if you care, it's very long. So, yeah, I just grabbed some stuff as I was perusing. About Delves. Quote, the plan is that it's an evergreen future, so we're going to keep growing it. What you're seeing here will be what we build upon the next expansion. What we do with it in the future, in future expansions, is still to be decided. I think a lot of it will grow with the player base, right? As players play it, we're going to see, okay, where do we go next with the Delves?
I like ending the sentence as right.
Right.
You're creating the feature. Don't ask me if you're right.
Yeah, you tell me what you want. About loot from the Delves. They did mention, I believe, too, that it's going to have 11 tiers.
It has 11. So, Alpha's out.
Alpha's out.
Delves are playable. I believe there are 11 tiers of rewards, and then there are two more tiers above the end of rewards.
Okay.
Like 12 and 13. I think it stops at 13.
Interesting.
But rewards stop at 11.
Yeah, they specifically referenced 11, so they must have been talking about the loot. Anyways, about loot from the Delves. Quote, it's going to be good loot. We just have to make sure it doesn't overrun Mythic and that you don't run Mythic anymore because of Delves, end quote.
I mean, it's a pretty, what's the word I want? When you do what I do, sometimes you make a really grandiose, like, stage of an explanation. Like a ridiculous scenario. There's a word for it.
Hyperbole?
Is it hyperbole?
Hyperbole is exaggerating.
Yeah, but it's like the... It's not mountain out of a molehill. It's like, well, if you give a mouse a cookie, they want thermonuclear weapons. It's like, no, that's just... No.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah.
you're assuming 35 steps too far. But it's true. I get what they mean.
And about hero talents. Quote, I think the big takeaway to answer that question is that we're actually balancing them in the same way that we balance the regular ones.
Oh, God.
We see the hero talent system as an extension of our existing talent system. The goal here was, rather than just add another layer of talents, we wanted to do more fantasy.
I can see the goal, but your balancing is scary. Let's just be real clear about that real quick.
Yeah, I saw, I don't know, I mean, you'll probably talk about it more afterwards, but I did see a bunch of hubbub about, like, some classes were getting, like, significantly reworked.
Yeah, like, 4 so far on Alpha.
Okay.
Boomkin's one of them. Resto Druid's another one. Hello, it's me, Resident Boomkin and Resto Druid. Windwalker Monk got redone.
Is it good or bad? Or we don't know yet.
Windwalker, apparently people are really happy with. Resto and Boomkin, I don't see any issues with them yet, but I need... So I played with the... Wowhead has the talent trees, the new, like the ones from beta. And so I was playing with a calculator trying to figure out, like, what do I take? And for Mythic Plus, I think Boomkin's fine. There's a couple talents where I'm like, I don't know how this works anymore. Because they did make a massive change by taking one of them away. And so it's like, okay, so now which do we do in this scenario? I think there is now a much more defined. There was a decently clear difference between Boomkin and Raid and Boomkin and Mythic Plus. But I think that is actually way more different now than this most recent iteration of current Boomkin. I think you changed, I say Raid to M Plus being basically single target to AOE. Three talents about there, like 3 to 4, depending on the fight. I think in War Within, you'll change up to 7 or 8.
Okay,
big deal. To like pivot into more single target damage or whatever. The hero talent thing, though, makes it nuts because then you go, all right, if I'm playing this one hero talent tree, I think I have to take this thing to make this all work this way. But if I play this other talent tree, then should I take these other things? So when somebody much smarter than me,
yeah,
and the Sims and everything kind of come out and they go, after changing, because I don't know what the fucking combination number now is of like, here's how many possibilities you could have is yeah. now, like, I built it just by reading it and guessing, but without actually having alpha for me to play it and feel it, I don't know. Also, just for fun, while I'm here complaining about things, the class tree side of Druid still needs like 3 to 4 points, like talent things moved in it to be correct. They did a lot of moving and they put a lot of things in a lot of really good spots. And then they left 3 that I just go, huh? So they need to move those and then they'll be in a good spot.
Fair enough. And then finally about the age of the game, they responded, quote, "Is WoW still the same that it was 20 years ago? There's probably some engine code that says yes, but looking at how much we've adapted the game over the years and how powerful the tools that we have are to do a lot of cool things, I would say that there are some things that we're looking to improve." End quote.
Quote doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
The quote literally says, "There's only a few things saying that we're back. And are we changed? I think there's things we want to improve." What? What?
God. Yeah, they go on and they dig deep into like all this
there
stuff.
There were like, a lot of interviews that came out when Alpha happened and yeah, a lot of like NDAs.
The hero and talents and the delves and I mean level just, design. And
I say there's 2 dungeons I think that are playable.
They talk about story length. They talk about all sorts of stuff.
Apparently it's going to be faster to hit 80 than it was to hit 70, I think is where I read somewhere.
Apparently, also, you spend way less time in the starter zone too, and people are like, "What's that all about?" And they're like, "Yeah, we don't like purposely time that out. That's just how it."
Yeah, and also hitting, which also that funny enough that makes sense if you played through Dragonflight and you just did what I did opening night and you did the main quest line, you were doing side quests as you went. You max leveled before you were in the final zone. And it was just kind of like, all right, I'm just here in the final zone now. I've been max level for like half of a zone already, and now I'm showing up here. Like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. So pushing inadvertently, moving you through the starter zone faster means that you should be ending closer to end in leveling. But at the same time, they also changed it. So they put an achievement in the game that on your first 80, and I believe it's every subsequent one as well, you gain a permanent plus 5% experience gain to your account.
Oh, God, that's like fucking crack to someone like you.
So it's like, hey, did you finish leveling up? Next time you do it, it's going to be a little faster. Next time you do it after that,
they're faster. They're just like, oh, you like alts? Here's some more fucking alts.
Yeah.
Like,
well, now, and because they're putting in the warband system and everything, it's like, yeah.
Yeah, that was
another
thing.
I've already done this.
Obviously, they talk a whole shit ton about the warband thing, and I didn't even, like, I had already was tapped out by that point. So,
but it's like, yeah, the warband thing is going to be cool. You have your own warband bank.
Were talking about something with like certain loot can be warband as
so there,
or warbound or something.
So there's warbound loot, which is technically just warband bound loot is really what that means. But it's, you know, listen, there's a lot of things that are going to be in text that people are going to have to. Here's the thing that people aren't going to like. They got to read.
Oh, my God, people can't read.
So
they can't read.
Exactly, right?
They'd be really upset if they could read.
I'd be really upset if I ever read this tablet that Matt put in front of me after he wrote the document. I can't read it. I guess what story he wrote.
Nails it every time.
It's so strange. You imagine if that was true. I was like, oh, by the way, I'm illiterate.
I'd be like,
even weirder. The warband system, right? So first off, one of the coolest things. You get a 4-character like loading screen around a campfire of 4 characters if you're choosing to be in your warband. You're technically your entire account's in your warband, but those are just the 4 you're showing off in your loading screen. I desperately, and this is not a confirmed thing, I just desperately want this to be a thing. I desperately want you to, like, when you reach an achievement or something in game, like say you get Keystone Hero, you get Cutting Edge, you get whatever, that somewhere you can like drop a banner or something in that to kind of like customize the thing a little bit, or like choose like, okay, there's a campfire, but can I choose like where the campfire setting is, like what background kind of. I would like a little bit of customization with that. That'd be fun. But it's a future thing that they could easily add to appease people. But also you have a warband bank where you can put money, and it's across your account. And so now you no longer need to do what we did in the past, which was I created a character that was my bank tune because I needed more slots. And so I sent everything to that one character. It's like, no. You just have a war bank now. That's all your entire account has a bank. Don't worry about it.
They're embracing the alts.
Right. One of the things also was, and this was the fun part, this is gonna be a wow explanation. If you were an alchemist on your second character, your rating on your first character, that's your rating one. But you're an alchemist on your second one, and you've just been playing along, and you're like, oh, as an alchemist, that way I can just have my own potions. I don't have to pay somebody and whatever. You can make a cauldron. And cauldrons, you put down, and anybody like in the raid party or whatever can click it, and they get a few potions that are relevant to them. So it's like a potion of agility, potion of intellect, potion of, strength. Technically, that's flasks. Don't fucking argue with me in the comments. I'm not dealing with it. So you get those, right? But if you are on your first character, you can't place the cauldron because you're not the alchemist.
Okay, so you have to...
So good news.
Okay.
In the warband system, you can place the cauldron because it bases it on the warband character's rank when they created it. So because your warband has an alchemist that is X amount of skill, that will then place a cauldron with that relevant skill. You can place it even though you specifically aren't the alchemist. Your alt is the alchemist.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah, that's like the simplest... Even though it's convoluted, it's the simplest way I can explain, you can leverage
like account-wide things. Professions almost.
Right. And like ways to actually leverage it, where it's like you still have to rank up the skill to get the best version of it, but you don't have to now be drugged down by the fact that you can't use it. Like if you're not on that character, then it's useless essentially to you. So yeah, there's a lot of things like that that are like,
it's very interesting.
Give me features. I like features. And it's easily evergreen to go into the World Soul Saga and be like, hey, here's your whole warband, and now it's them as you actually stepping forward to the next story instead of this whole like you're always halfway type of thing. As far as the equipment, so apparently there are some raid bosses. I don't care about that. But there are some raid bosses that will drop a warband bound piece of equipment. So say you're on, I don't know if this is 100% how this is going to work, but I'm just going to use it as an example. Say you're on a warrior, right? You're on your main raiding warrior. And they drop you a warband bound wand. Well, guess what? You're a warrior. You've never seen an intellect in your life. You zug, you know casty spell. But you got a mage that you wanted to play. So you go send it or put it in the bank to that character. And so now your character is getting warbound equipment. And it is helping you side gear characters instead of having to
gear up every single one.
Yeah, instead of having to rat them from literally nothing, you can at least rat them with some clothes on.
Amazing. That's just pretty substantial change.
Just alt friendly all day. And I jizzed in my pants.
Yeah, he's here for it.
I'm so here for it. I'm telling you right now.
This is like, I'm telling you, this right was now, so like specifically for you. Like you, the type of player you are.
You say it specifically for me, Matt. I only have 14 level 70s. Now, when I say 14, that is because I have one of every single class, and I have one double because I have one alliance main. And because I have one of everything on Horde, I have to have, technically it's gonna be one. It's gonna
perfectly be balanced, it's all things
right, as all things should be. Yep, here's the wee. But there are people There are sick fucks in this world, Matt, that have four or more of one class.
What's the cap for amount of tunes you can
like
have?
Like 50 or more.
Okay, so it's not...
And there are people that have complained that's not enough. And those people are insane.
When you get to the point where you have... I don't even know. I don't know where the line is, but there is a line, okay? When you cross that line, you should just stop and you should go, you know, like the kid said 5 years ago, you should go touch grass.
Yeah, like, it's insane. Some people, you'll see, like, screenshots of accounts, and it's like, mage, and I'm like, but why? Now, some people would say, like, oh, I use it for mount farming, so I have more chances per week, and I'm like, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
That I can understand. You're still crazy because all of those are fully geared.
Doesn't add up.
But I understand if that's what you're doing. You're lying to yourself, but I understand it. But it's the, for me, it's like my I won't call you completely insane, and I could get there, but it'd be a reach, is one of each class on each faction.
Okay.
Which is kind of irrelevant now because you can do a lot of things cross-faction. You can't do everything, but you do a lot of things cross-faction. So even that's kind of irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
But I could understand if you're like, I have an Alliance Druid and I have a Horde Druid.
Mm-hmm.
I can get behind 26 max level characters. But even to me, I would never in my life do that. I don't care how fast leveling is. I'm not doing that because I'm going to have the moment where I go,
we're going to revisit this topic in a year. We're
going to have that moment where I go, I try to keep all of them to an extent, at least kind of playable.
Yeah.
Obviously, for like the first 2 months, that is only one or two characters. That I won't even touch a third one until I'm like a month in and kind of like waiting for people to get on. Because I want to get the first ones correct.
Yeah.
So those, you know, launch time. But it's like, no, I'm not making... I do not plan on ever maxing out another character. Like, minus, like, expansions and stuff.
Hmm.
I have the ones I have. And the only people that I've leveled since then are because of the heritage armor that you can get at, like, I think it's level 50 or whatever, so I don't have to go to max. And I just get there, and I go, perfect, done, good, call the day.
What do you think that the XP boost that you get, that 5% or whatever it is, did they say what the max benefit you could get is?
No. I don't know if anybody knows. I assume it probably taps out at, like, I don't know. I was gonna say 20 because that would still be a lot, but I don't know. I don't know. It'll be interesting, yeah. But it's still just, yes, a good thing to add all those account things in, and you know, here's the thing. I don't know why they put 3 days early access in. But we both know that I already own it. And I'm already going to be playing 3 days early.
I understand that. I know, and I appreciate that you're annoyed that you had to do that.
Like, we both knew I was going to do it.
Yeah.
But here's the real benefit, right? When you think about it, think about this. This is stupid as shit, but think about it.
I actually
this.
Had the thought where I was like, I was looking at the prices, and I was looking at what they included, and I'm like, all right. Probably the $70 one's probably like the best value.
Best bang for buck.
Best bang for buck. And then I looked at the $90 one. I was like, that's the one Nate got though. Cause it's like, he can't, he's got to get the 3 days early.
You're right. And I don't like that.
That's fine. Like, it's not like it's a chronic thing for you. It's wow.
Right. It's not a problem.
It's just a wow problem.
It's just a wow problem. I can stop anytime I want. I'm not addicted. The The thing is, though, now you got to think about this with me. WoW normally, the last few times, has released Monday night. They do their global, like, staggered thing. Monday night at 6 p.m.
Okay.
So, you know, I've gone to work. I come home. I make sure I have a bunch of food ready to go.
All right, see where you're going with this.
So it was Monday at 6 p.m., right?
Mm-hmm.
3 days before that means Friday release.
That means you get all weekend. Are you just not going to sleep?
Which means if it releases Friday at 6 p.m., we're not doing a podcast.
Is it going
to
be
or
like...
we can, and it's just going to be me talking with my back to you as I read things off the screen on my right. Because I will just go all weekend, including Monday, and then when they do mate, I will go to work Tuesday.
Yeah.
Or sleep.
Yeah.
One of the two will happen because they will do maintenance then, and I will have 3 days of them not doing maintenance probably.
Yeah.
But that is if they do, if it's truly three and they say Friday at 6 p.m. and on the East Coast, guess what the fuck is happening?
You're probably going to, I mean, my assumption is you come home a little early from work. You try to do a power nap before 6 p.m. Or do you just say, fuck it? Oh, wow. That's bold.
When
that hard middle age hasn't hit him yet.
When no, here's the thing. It will, and it will fuck me. It'll be the worst time that it happens.
It'll be the day.
When Dragonflight happened, Shadowlands was perfect because Shadowlands, we came back from Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
I've told the story before, but we came back from Thanksgiving. I went to work, came home, was potentially going to be taking the next time off or whatever. And I get home from work and, like, taking off my bag and sitting down and, like, making dinner. And I get a text from work that says, nobody come in for a week, too many COVID cases. And I went, Shadowlands! And so I worked from home playing Shadowlands all week. The Dragonflight, I took 2 days off of work. I took Tuesday, Wednesday. I came home from work Monday, having bought a buy one, get one sub from Subway. On the way home, put one in the fridge, ate one. Came home, ate, got on Discord with the boys, all sitting around, everybody just kind of talking, doing their thing. You know, we were all cognizant of each other, but it was like me and a couple in one Discord, a couple of people in other Discords. Like everybody was still in their own, like their immediate cliques before we all left to form our main one, which is also a really weird. It's really a funny thing if you, like, picture them all sitting in a cafeteria. We all know each other, but we're all with other groups. And then we all, like, simultaneously get up from the table with our food trays and go sit in another one. And all of them are now looking at us going, what the fuck was that about? Like, it's a really weird dynamic when you think about it.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that happens.
Somebody needs to do, like, a social study on, like, Discord or something. Like, gaming.
So that all happens. I play with them until Tuesday morning, 10 a.m. reset. We are up all night playing. We all hit max level. We were doing dungeons. We were doing whatever. And then they announced, like, hey, we're doing maintenance in an hour. And then we watched the server start counting down. Everybody's like, all right, I'm going to bed. 3 hour power nap. Maintenance is over. Get back up. We're going again. And I went until 6 p.m. Then I went and played volleyball. Then I came back and played some more. Then I went to bed for a little while, woke up in the morning, played all day, went to volleyball again, then played more at night, then went to bed, and then went to work. I still got it in me. I can't be defeated, Matt.
Something, dude. I don't know. That's something.
And you know how nice a standing desk is for that?
It's going to be great.
The ability to, like,
yeah, move
for
around.
Dragonflight, man, that was so nice. Just to be able to, like, oh, it's 2 a.m. I shouldn't just keep sitting.
Well,
like, I'm going to move.
You know, you're perfectly prepared for a 3-day binger of just freedom and Wow.
Sun's out, guns out, balls out, wow out. Anyway, hey, guess what time it is?
It's time for the rumor roundup.
Damn right. The Grand Theft Auto 6 map could be over 2 times bigger than its predecessor, judging from an ongoing mapping project that uses the currently available information and Rage Engine units for measurements. That would be massive.
Yeah.
GTA 5 was pretty fucking big.
Yeah, I don't like... I
read it's hard to picture it.
Yeah, I saw this and I was like, that's fucking bullshit. And then I dug deep enough to like figure out what this mapping thing was. And I was like, oh, this is like... They're fucking serious. Like,
Insider Games' Tom Henderson reports that Ubisoft's XDefiant is having a new server test session that is scheduled to go live right now and probably run for the entire weekend. And then we'll do another one of those in 3 months.
Yep.
Hazelight Studios has teased a game announcement coming in 2024 on their Twitter account. 2K is reportedly preparing to make a Mafia announcement. A bunch of PS5 Pro stuff this week. First off, PS5 Pro from YouTubers Moore's Law is Dead was copyright struck by Sony. So shut the fuck up about it. The Pro may release as soon as September. Speaking of,
yeah,
we're going to get copyright struck. The Pro may release as soon as September 2024. Judging from reports shared online, Sony is expecting every PS5 game submitted for certification from August 2024 to be compatible with the PS5 Pro. Sony is reportedly asking devs to create a PS5 Pro specific graphics mode for their titles going forward, while Sony would like devs to focus their attention on 4K resolution 60fps and improved ray tracing. None of that is strictly required. As long as devs deliver a graphics mode that is better than anything available on the base PS5, they can earn the enhanced label. According to Digital Foundry, the PlayStation 5 Pro CPU is unlikely to improve performance in CPU-bound titles and may not even be enough to implement 40 FPS modes that are impossible on the new base model. This is why we don't do half steps in generations.
Yep. This is correct.
Jesus Christ, you wrote 20 of them already. Get through 10.
Yeah, these ones are kind of longer, too, unfortunately, because they're like 2 sentences. Number one. All right, now we're doing short things.
That's a funny joke. We should flip these two. Oh, rumor roundup and short things on this specific one might as well have been flipped.
Sea of Thieves has passed 40 million players. The milestone was reached across Xbox, Windows 10, and Steam. 6 years after the title's launch and a few weeks before its expected release on PS5.
That's pretty big. Big number.
Mobile third-person shooter War Robots has hit $900 million in revenue since launching in 2014. The shooter title has also pulled in 270 million registered players.
That's a lot of money.
Modern Times Group.
A lot of money for a game I've never heard of.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's why it's on here. Modern Times Group has announced the acquisition of Auto Attack Games via its wholly owned studio, Ninja Kiwi. Auto Attack Games is known for Tower Defense Legion TD2, which started as a Warcraft 3 mod, Legion TD, in 2009.
Did everything start as a Warcraft 3 mod?
Yes.
Okay.
Playdate maker Panic has revealed that over 150,000 games have been sold since the launch of its storefront catalog in March 2023. I can talk. That represented $544,290 in revenue for the developers after taxes, processing fees, and Panic's 25% revenue share. In case you forgot, like I did, Playdate is that tiny little handheld console.
That I think is exactly the thing I referenced earlier.
Yep, it was.
Also, that is a really weird way to discuss revenue.
It is. It is.
Carry the 2, minus the 1, after I paid out Jim and Frank.
Mm-hmm. At least they gave you like a genuine number.
Yeah, no, I do appreciate a genuine number, but it's like, and then after I did this and this and this and this and this, and you can just see them, like you can hear them punching the numbers in and the tape going.
Yep. pulling the fucking bar.
Fucking handle.
Yeah. CI Games has generated over $60 million in consolidated net revenue for its fiscal year ended December 31st, 2024. The figure represents a 400% year-over-year growth, highest in the company's history. 83% of its sales revenue came from Lords of the Fallen.
Yeah, so do you think that that's going to happen again, guys?
Nope. Apple has removed Game Boy Advance emulator IBGA from the App Store. As reported by Mac Rumors, the application's removal was due to violating spam and copyright guidelines, not piracy concerns.
Wouldn't piracy concerns be copyright guidelines?
Maybe.
Aren't they like...
kind of, yeah, hand in hand. Nintendo will not be showing at this year's GamesCon event. Quote, Gamescom is a central event in Nintendo's event calendar. Okay. This year, however, after careful consideration, we decided against taking part in Cologne. Instead, players can try out the games for Nintendo Switch as part of other Germany-wide events. End quote.
Weird.
Rockstar Games subscription service GTA Plus, the Grand Theft Auto Online for Grand Theft Auto Online, has received a price hike. The membership is now listed as $8 when it was $6.
I still don't know what that gets you.
I don't know either. Avalanche Studios Group, the developer of Just Cause 4, intends to enter a collective bargaining agreement with Swedish labor unions, Unionen, and the engineers of Sweden. Apple has disputed Epic Games' claims that it is violating the court order from 2021 antitrust trial. Yeah. I'm not going to say any more than that. According to Eugene Evans...
you could have just said Apple, Epic, fucking, yep.
Yep. According to Eugene Evans, Senior VP of Digital Strategy and Licensing for Hasbro and Wizards of the Coast, the Baldur's Gate franchise will continue. Quote, we're now talking to lots of partners and being approached by lots of partners who are embracing the challenge, end quote.
I don't believe that that's true. I have a bad feeling that there's like, yeah, you're being talked to by a lot of people that don't, that are, I think Larian is still working with you or don't understand that if they fuck it up, they would be in deep shit.
I think it's the last one. I think they're just looking for a quick buck. Number 12, Moon Studios and Private Division has released the Steam Early Access trailer, launch trailer for No Rest for the Wicked. The game was announced at the Game Awards 2023. The developers described it as a love letter to action RPGs, as well as their attempt to innovate in the genre. Cliff Bleszinski's Lawbreakers appears to be making a comeback thanks to a group of modders who have been working hard to restore the game's online features. Players can download the launcher, patch the game, and play like normal. Last weekend, the modders performed a stress test for their project, and Cliff Bleszinski himself backed the project on Twitter. Jeff Keighley shared 4 new screenshots of The Wolf Among Us 2 on Twitter. The studio confirmed it would upgrade from Unreal Engine 4 to Unreal Engine 5, and the new screenshots are the first to be shared since.
Is that weird?
What? That he shared the screenshots?
No, like whatever. He can share fucking whatever, Keighley. But for a Telltale game that is wholly artistic, to be discussing an engine switch from 4 to 5 and like
care about the graphics.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
It's just weird.
I think they're trying to put a lot of stock in the Telltale look.
Right. Which is true, but they do have a distinctive one,
mm-hmm.
But
I don't see how an engine switch would make a difference.
If you told me it was running in Unity or Unreal 5, I wouldn't like, I would not be able to tell you.
Yeah. Although I guess it could look cool. That art style could look really cool if they got really crazy with lighting and stuff.
Yeah, if they were doing like some crazy somehow like ray tracing something to bounce light correctly, but
I guess we'll see.
Maybe. I mean, I'm still pumped for it.
Yeah.
I like the first one.
Prison Architect 2's release date has been delayed from May 7th to September 3rd.
Have to wait for a certain court case to finish first.
Oh. Netflix.
Immediate DLC. It's free money. Why wouldn't you?
That's a good point. Netflix has confirmed that the Witcher TV series will get a 5th season, but the 5th will be its last. Season 4 and 5 will be shot back to back.
I think they'll talk about the Lady of the Lake.
If they do, it will be very butchered.
Or do you think they just don't even acknowledge it? I still haven't watched season 3.
I haven't either. Yeah, it's going to be a mess. Human Fall Flat 2's release has been delayed from 2026, or delayed to 2026 from 2025.
Hey, take your time. First one was great.
Comedy Central has announced a 10-episode animated series based on the classic Sega game Golden Axe.
Don't even know the name.
Same. Ubisoft has released a free trial for Assassin's Creed Mirage on PC and console, available until April 30th. That's weird.
I mean, listen, just because you're about to, in 2 months, announce 85 titles, don't do this.
Are you scared because Mirage didn't sell well?
Are you trying to say this is our combat future, please? We changed please, it, for the, like we changed it for the fourth time after Origins was actually good.
And finally, the PC version of Ghost of Tsushima has trophy support. A first for PlayStation's PC titles. Obviously, you have to sign into your PSN account for it.
Not just trophy support. A full PlayStation overlay to show you friends and everything else.
Oh.
Yeah. It's like one of those where you kind of look at it and you go, are you guys making a launcher? You guys are...
What are you
up
to?
You embracing PC a little bit over there? What's going on? So it is. It was interesting because I saw that and I went, this is not just trophies.
I'm in that regard. I am surprised how easy it seems to be to port PS5 games to PC. Like, there's no... Consoles are essentially PCs at this point.
And frankly, before you go too far, it does depend on the game.
Yeah. It's interesting how, for the most part, with Sony titles, like whatever dev tools they use and all that good stuff, it uh-huh. seems to be like an easy port job.
Yes. But then it's always, which here's the problem with that, is it does. And then it's always very confusing with the, we decide what we'll do because it's really easy or not.
Yeah.
Not how much money do we make?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't understand your choices. Why is Bloodborne not on PC?
Because they'd rather put the remaster on there.
They haven't even made two yet.
They're going to do now it's been too long. They're going to do a remaster.
Oh, that's true, two. True, yeah.
Double dip, bro.
They got to follow the Last of Us party line.
Yeah, they got to double dip.
So they need to remake the first one twice. Fuck.
They remake the first one, release the second one.
Then remake the first one again.
And then remake the first one again.
And then make the second one again.
Yes.
Classic Last of Us ploy.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if there's another studio that does even something similar to it and that becomes a thing? Like, oh, you're doing the Last of Us release cycle. To which every executive should hurl themselves out of the top level building.
It's gonna be a thing.
Anyway, it's been 7 days. Anything?
Not game related, of course.
Perfect. Then we'll see you next week.
Dimension 20 doing the seasons.
Happy. I am happy that you are. That I once again have woven a web to pull you into things.
Yeah, got sucked into that.
I am in his head. I am the brain slug.
Jesus.
This one was longer than baseball and League of Legends, though. This one took longer.
I don't think so. I don't feel like it did.
I think it took longer for you to do it on your own. League, you never did on your own, so that one's different. But baseball, you were like, you know, going to Syracuse and
Yeah.
You know, you were we had checked we went to two Yankee games.
Yeah, but that was because like you weren't the only outside force. That was
Right.
This one I basically was like in a panic because I couldn't focus at work because I didn't have like an audiobook or something to like listen to in the background. So I was like, oh, what do I do? What do I do? And I was like, oh, I'll fucking and then one of my coworkers suggested I just listen to it instead of watch it. He's like, yeah, I just listen to the Critical Role episodes because I don't have time to watch it. And I was like, why didn't I think of that?
Yeah.
So,
and for the most part, you can all, because it's YouTube, like you can just double back really quick.
Yeah.
And you can hear when it's something like that you want to watch.
Exactly. Which is what I did. Fallout still fault, like the show.
Yep.
That's really about it. Yeah. I think that's it. What are you up to?
Not too much. Snap, WoW, new WoW season starts on Tuesday. But it's, you know, final season. It's just kind of the whatever season. I'm not doing anything crazy for it.
Mm-hmm.
Use it as time to gear everybody up for the new expansion.
And, you know, I technically have ballpark 5 months to do that. So, like, with, they still say just fall, but that can be anywhere, I guess, from depending on who defines fall. From it, there's the official season of autumn, but based on where their calendar looks, it's like anywhere from September to November. So, fucking, I have no idea. So, we'll say 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
Though somewhere in that five pre-patch should happen. And that'll be interesting when that happens. Because I don't know what the fuck that's going to do for like what you're going to do in pre-patch. But no, that was, you know, that'll be, that's it. Marvel Snap's fun. That will be the show. I need to get back into Yakuza to finish that. I re-downloaded Cyberpunk.
Mm-hmm.
After all the updates and everything and the new PC and whatever.
Mm.
Smooth. Everything is on high and ultra, and it
sure is, it's a lot different, yeah.
Smooth. And like technically they did change the entire game from when I played, so I started a new save.
Yeah.
And the intro so far is everything that I remember. But I was Street Kid before I did Street Kid again, just so I could like see direct differences.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so much like prettier and smoother, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't really run into many issues when I played it the first time. Just like a few minor things, but not what people were experiencing and having to like have it get delisted for and whatever. And I think that's it really. Still getting through Warhammer audiobooks. Hoping to get into WoW Alpha so I can just play around with builds and things and just like kind of, I don't ever want to do too, if I ever get into Alpha, even when I get into Beta, I don't do much in Beta. In Beta for Dragonflight, we went and did like a couple of the dungeons just with no context of what any of this meant.
Yeah.
Just
to kind of check it out. And then.
Yeah. And just like, okay. Yeah. And then we went and did the dungeons and then four of them weren't in the first season, so we're like, all right, whatever. But no, we did them, and you know, it was just fun to kind of do them and like see and whatever. Like, okay, cool, yeah, these will be the dungeons. And I was like, all right, I don't want to do them anymore. I was like, I want to do them through once and just kind of like feel them out. And you know, for I'd probably do them a few more times just to like feel out the new talent stuff. But then after that, I'm like, I don't want to do these anymore because I'm gonna be doing them all like coming up. I don't want Alpha and Beta to fully explore everything. I want it to just satiate my. I just want to tickle it.
Yeah. Get it, like maybe build a little hype.
Yeah, yeah. Like I have the hype, but now I'm also having like FOMO hype, and it's like the worst.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's. I think that's really been it. Yeah. All right. That's all I got.
Got nothing.
Perfect. We'll see you all in 7 days. No, 7 days.
Oh, what? Freudian slip.
What a Freudian. That doesn't even make sense. 7 days. See you later. Bye.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.